Wisconsin labor groups and consumer advocates have criticized health savings accounts as tax breaks for the healthy and wealthy. Like them or loathe them, health savings accounts are popular. More than 3 million people in the U.S. have these high deductible policies. Proponents say health savings accounts are a good way to make people aware of what they're spending and bring down medical costs. Republican Representative Dean Crawford of Neenah is author of a health savings proposal. It would give a state income tax credit to individuals, costing the state $4.5 million in revenue.
This isn't going to be for everyone, but I believe that there's a good portion, a segment of Wisconsinites that could benefit, could actually save. You know, I live a healthy lifestyle. I want to take control of my costs of providing health care.
Wisconsin Citizen Action questions whether health savings accounts reduce the cost of overall medical care. The group's Darcy Haber says if costs do go down, it's because poor people are foregoing care altogether, not because they've paid off their deductible and now have an insurance policy covering expenses.
You're asking a low-income family to spend $1,000 of their $12,000 income on health care. They're not going to end up spending it. They won't be able to, so they'll never get to that insurance policy.
The pending state legislation has passed the Assembly. The Senate still needs to take it up. Governor Jim Doyle has vetoed health savings account legislation in the past. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.